Well, again, I want to thank Pastor Todd Peppercorn, who provided me with a few ideas for today's sermon. Now I've seen everything. You know the phrase. When something amazing happens, that's what we often say. Now I've seen everything. Simeon had a now I've seen everything moment that day. It was 40 days after Jesus' birth. 40 days after Christmas. Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple to fulfill the law. Every firstborn son was holy to the Lord and was to be dedicated to him. So they made a sacrifice. They redeemed their firstborn son by offering two pigeons. Are you confused? Well, to redeem literally means to buy back. It was what you did to set a slave free. You paid the redemption price. So in offering a humble sacrifice for their firstborn, Mary and Joseph were saying to God, he's all yours, but couldn't we please have him back just for a little while? In that way, Jesus took his place with every baby boy born in Israel. He was redeemed by blood, reminding every Israelite parent of that fateful night in Egypt when the firstborn was redeemed by the blood of the lamb painted above the doorpost. The night when the angel of death passed over the dwellings marked by the blood of the Passover lamb. So Joseph and Mary entered the temple, offered their sacrifice, redeemed their son, and meet a man named Simeon. He is an old man, a very old man. He is waiting for the consolation of Israel. But what does that mean? It means that Israel had waited for centuries for the coming Messiah. The Messiah promised throughout the Old Testament. Yes, the people of Israel waited and waited and waited. But Simeon had a dream that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ, the promised Messiah. But he was getting old, very old. Would God actually keep his promise? How long must Simeon continue to wait? Now, we all suffer, and I mean suffer, through times of waiting, right? I don't know anyone that says, hey, I love to wait. Never met that person. We all have times of suffering through waiting. We all have moments and times when it doesn't seem clear whether God is going to keep his promises to us. His promises to provide and care for us and our families. And as we wait on God, we often cry out, why is this problem? Why is this crisis? Why is this period of waiting happening to me, Lord? Of course, God's word tells us that the reason you and I struggle and suffer in this world is ultimately because sin. Not a specific sin led to a specific punishment, but every time things are messed up and broken, that is the result of sin in our world. And death itself, yes, death itself is the ultimate result of sin. See, Paul says in Romans 6, the wages of sin is death. So we must acknowledge that you and I live in a sin-fallen, sin-broken world that ends ultimately in death. And that's scary, right? For the wages of sin is death, and so if I die, what's going to happen to me? Will I go to heaven or hell? And what about God's promises in His holy word? His promise to love me, His promise to rescue me by sending me a Savior. Will God keep His promise? Our fears are real. So is God's love. God's desire is to rescue us and to deliver us from our fears. Ultimately, this drove our gracious and loving Heavenly Father to send us His Son, Jesus, into our own flesh and blood. The book of Hebrews, our epistle lesson for this morning, puts it this way. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, hey, that's you and me, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, He Himself likewise, Jesus Himself likewise, partook of the same things, that through death He might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. In other words, Jesus entered into the world as a son, as a human baby. He took on flesh so that His path to death and resurrection would be our path to death and resurrection. And all this is going on when Simeon takes that infant Jesus into His arms, blesses God, and sings, "Lord, now You are letting Your servant depart in peace, according to Your word. For my eyes have seen Your salvation in the baby, that You have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory of Your people, Israel." The baby. It's about the baby. The baby is the Savior. The baby is the promised Messiah, the one who will deliver us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. God had promised Simeon that he would see the Lord's Christ, the promised Messiah, and that promise has been fulfilled. And now Simeon is ready to depart in peace because he has seen his salvation. He has seen the salvation of the world, the one who will solve all of the world's sin problems. Yes, Simeon has seen the one who will redeem him, and all from sin, from death, and the power of the devil. So Simeon says, now I've seen everything. Lord, let your servant depart in peace. Sitting in that temple, waiting. Now sees the salvation of his soul, the salvation of the world. But what about you? What about me? We aren't Simeon sitting on the steps in the temple. We didn't see Jesus in the flesh like all those who lived with him in his earthly life. What comfort do we have today sitting here at Byron? What is our consolation? Our consolation is this. Jesus, the baby in Simeon's arms. Jesus, the one who lived a perfect life. Jesus, the one who died on the cross. Jesus, the one who rose from the dead, is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We are redeemed by Jesus Christ. We've been bought back from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with Christ's holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, that we might be his own. Live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Yes, Jesus has bought us back from sin and death. He took our sin upon himself. He died to pay the price for our sin. He has won for us forgiveness. He has won for us the certainty of eternal life in heaven. Wait a minute, Pastor Schwartz. How can you be so sure? Actually, I get that question all the time. I hear the fears on the lips of Lutheran people who are facing death. I hear the doubts from those facing eternal diagnosis. How can I be sure? Pastor, I hope I'm going to heaven. I hope I can go to heaven, but I'm not certain. And that uncertainty is because of the devil. You see, that's how Satan works. He wants us to think that what Jesus did on the cross somehow doesn't apply to you and me. He wants us to think that what Jesus did wasn't enough. So therefore, we can't be certain of our salvation. Satan is the one who causes all that uncertainty. Satan is the one that causes us to fear and to doubt. Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar! When such doubts assail you, point your doubts where the baptismal font go? Oh, there it is. You moved it. Yeah, right. It's always there, right? Okay. Point Satan to the font. When Satan says, you can't be certain of heaven, you can say, yes. Look at that font right there. God claimed me as his own son or daughter. At that font, my sins were washed away. At that font, I was united with Christ in his death. At that font, I was raised with Christ in his resurrection. At that font, I was clothed in Christ's righteousness. At that font, I was promised an eternal home in heaven not built by human hands. I can know right now that if I breathe my last breath today because of that font that united me with Christ and his death and resurrection, I will be in heaven. You and I can have a sitting moment today. Come to this altar. Oh, we're not going to take Jesus up into our arms, but Jesus is going to come to us. We're going to take him inside ourselves. Yeah, Jesus is going to come and give us his true body and his true blood, in with and under the bread and wine, for the forgiveness of all our sins and the certainty of eternal life in heaven. That's right. Jesus is going to whisper in your ear today at this table. I love you. I forgive you. I cleanse you. I make you whole. I promise you a home in heaven. And so, after you leave here, you can shout it out with Simeon. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. My eyes have seen your salvation. Or to put it another way, now I've seen everything, Lord. Now I've seen everything. My friends, come here today. Jesus will come to you. He'll give you his body. He'll give you his blood for the forgiveness of your sins and the promise of eternal life. And you can leave here saying, now I see everything. Lord, let me, your servant, depart in peace. Amen. And now